everyone, welcome on the podcast show Perlin de Toi. My name is Gabrielle and I'm delighted that you're joining us for this conversation. When I arrived in Berlin a few years ago, I was struggling creating a network, professional as personal, and I would have loved to hear discussion and conversation from inspiring and engaged people living here. This is the purpose of the podcast Perlin de Toi. In French, German, English-speaking conversation, we're going to meet these incredible people, which makes this place so awesome. So thank you for tuning in and see you soon. Okay, so we're starting. We didn't even like make a check of our voice. Voice check.
This is a voice check?
Voice check?
Voice check.
Okay, voice check.
1, 2, 1, 2, this is a test.
This is a test. This is quite new for me because I said I wasn't doing so much English speaking episode in besonders, like in specifically with French speaking person, but Camille, your audience asked for it. We are delivering.
Yeah. You already like always need someone to ask.
Exactly.
And it's me.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being on the show again.
You're going to tell the backside story?
Of course I am, because I thought it was also an important point to show how professional and nice you are, because we made an amazing like recording last week.
Yeah.
And I listened to it. We recorded it. It was 2.5 hours. You already posted about it and it was only French talking. And while I was kind of editing it, because I don't really edit, but I did an intro, it just like fucked up the whole thing and it just disappeared. And then I wrote you like, no, I send you a voice message like, Kimmy, I have to tell you something. You felt it was gonna be like, oh my God. And you reacted so sweet, nice, and like just, you know what? This is the opportunity to do it in English.
Yeah, this is a sign. They heard us.
They heard us. So thank you very much for being here again.
My pleasure.
And I'm very excited to do this in English indeed.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. Maybe it's going to be your new thing.
Dude, I'm not sure, but you're... So we're going to come back to who you are, what you're doing and all. Are you the only French doing it in English in Berlin? Like doing it is always so...
Doing what?
Doing what?
Yeah.
Being on Instagram and talking about food and testing restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you the only one French speaking doing it in English?
I think so, because the only other French person I knew was doing it in French. And I don't know any other French doing it.
I guess, no?
No. Yeah.
Okay, so little shout out to Anna, because we did it in French with Anna indeed, and she did French talking and you're English talking. So Camille, to start this conversation, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Your name is Camille Gay.
Yeah.
Camo in Berlin, well known. Could you please present yourself?
Yes. So I'm Camille. I'm French, from Paris. Grew up and live most of my life there. And it's been 3 years I'm in Berlin now. I came here for a job in marketing and then life changed and I just ended up doing a food account and posting about the best places in Berlin and the one I really like. And I think it's because I'm super curious and I just love to do it. And even before in Paris, everyone was always asking me like, where should I go for like a drink or for this type of food and everything. So I just thought, I'll just create like an Instagram account so everyone can check it and have the pictures and everything and they just don't ask me. And no, I mean, not that I didn't like it. I just love it. I have a list of everything to share. But it's just like then it's just easier. So they just click and they see directly the things.
Were you following at that time other content creators doing videos or posting their best place and those kind of things? This is really something that appeared in the last, I'd say last years in Europe. This is my feeling like on Instagram.
Yeah, because I think Instagram grew a lot like differently. At the beginning, it was more like aesthetic, lifestyles, fashion a lot. And I think now people just realize they can use it in so many different ways. And I remember we talked about this, like how actually you find like good spots and you have like Google reviews and everything, but you don't always like the pictures of the people that what they post and it's not always relevant. So the more you see someone followed, the more you trust this person, and you see all the comments and everything and how they react. So I was following some people in Paris, but yeah, it was still super small. And when I came here, I just like Googled a bit and I found obviously Berlin Food Stories, and I think it was the main one I was following. And then you just scroll and you see more suggestions and you find also more restaurants. And that's it. It's like the trap of Instagram and all the other social media platforms.
And when you started, you decided to do it in English like right away.
Yeah, because I just thought, why I would do it in French? Like, I mean, it's just so weird to... Then it's more like a journal and I can just then don't post it, because it was also like so people, they can use it and have international friends. And I mean, I moved to Berlin not to stay with French people, even though now most of my friends are French. But yeah, it was more like, so it's reliable, like not reliable, accessible for like a lot of people, and you never know. But I think at the beginning I was not posting a lot of content, just like the picture and maybe one sentence or something. And then I was just like, well, it grow, and that's it.
And then you started also to post videos.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a whole different work than it, just like taking a picture and this is my review.
Yeah, I think it was also because I wanted it to grow a bit. And I think it was when all the reels arrived on Instagram, and I thought it was really cool actually to see further about like the experience, the place. And because pictures are nice, it's super easy to edit and everything. But videos, you really get the full experience, and I just wanted to try it. And when I was younger, I was already like doing small movies by myself.
Oh, you didn't talk about it.
No. And so I was like, okay, let's do it. And it worked pretty well. And I think people were quite happy with it, because yeah, you really understand what's happening and what you're going to eat or where you're going. And then you add the voice. That's super funny. Like the first time you record your voice, you're like, I cannot post this. And you just put it like super, super low so people cannot hear you. So they actually make even more effort to hear you, which is worse. And then you show your face. And yeah, it's, I don't know what's next, but no, nothing.
You could do, I mean, we're laughing, but what could be next would do, have you already organized like events for people following you to meet or meet up or those kind of things?
No, I know I got some requests, but I don't know, I just feel weird about it. Like, why would people come to meet me? I don't know. I mean, I would rather just recommend places where they can go, and if they, because I receive quite some messages about how you meet people in Berlin, how do you make friends? But just never, yeah, feel super comfortable to be like, hey, let's meet. Because I don't
know. Yours.
No, and I just feel then I just share like how I did or what are the nice platforms to meet people in Berlin. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I would tell to people. I met some people in real life, but I was like, hey, like, thank you and nice to meet you. And but yeah, I don't know.
But I think it's a good point, but because for example, when I started the podcast, I wanted to meet people.
Yeah,
this was the reason I was like struggling being alone and not having a network and all.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, people, I want to meet people. Yeah. Shall we organize event meeting people and all? But as you said, you wanted to do review.
Yeah. I mean, I come from an event background. Like I was organizing events and festival as well. So I love to do it and to gather people in one place, but not to meet me. Rather to have a really nice experience, and then I'm on the backstage, and this, I really loved it. Like, it was the best part of my life. But yeah, maybe I can think about it. Like, if I have a really like cool spot and maybe cool sponsor, I would actually love to do it. But not being like, hey, this is Camo in Berlin event or pop-up. Like, pop-up, yes, but I'm not the center of the thing, you know?
I understand what you mean. And it's also interesting because you launched your app a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we're following the evolution you had so far.
Yeah.
So how you are going with the trends or the mode. You had the series of like Berlin under 10 euros, yeah, for example.
Yeah.
How do you elaborate those concepts?
I don't know. This is super annoying as an answer. Like, I'm super creative. No, but I mean, like, I'm really, really curious as a person and like really creative. And I just thought, when my account was starting to grow, I was like, what is actually my positioning? Like, do I just share amazing places? But what means amazing places? Do I share only like super affordable or super high end? And at the end, I was just like, why do I really have to find a positioning when it's just more something that I can talk to everyone, because this is who I am. Like, I can go eat a kebab and then being a Michelin star the next day, or then go in a club like super trashy. And I think this is what is the most reliable for everyone in Berlin, because there's so many different people. So I was like, and also at some point I was, I think, unemployed when I launched the Berlin under 10 euros. So I was like, okay, let's find stuff that people will obviously like. And because it doesn't mean it costs a lot of money to have fun and make something cool. And this is something I always believed in. Like, for example, I love just to walk around and it's for free. But I was like, I'm not going to just share, like, let's walk there. So let's have at least like a point. For example, for me, it was like going for an ice cream and then you just walk around. And I think this is how I started this. And then, I liked a bit of under 10 euros option. So I was like, okay. No, at the beginning it was for free things. And then, 10 euros. And then I'm like, I've tried to not go above, because I also asked the people, like, what would be the maximum for you to do something cool? And yeah, I think 10 euros is a good, like, sweet spot.
Do you prepare? I know we're going to come back afterwards about the professional part of it, because you made yourself freelance since a few months, and we're coming back to that. What I just wanted to ask is, how do you, you know, I've seen this trend on Instagram about, like, for example, things that made my old day think that made my day easier, part 1 out of 30, for example. And then you have 30 videos and it's like, this item is super, I wake up early, I take a cold shower, whatever. And then they make like a series of videos. And what I wanted to ask you is, when you organize yourself, I guess you don't do like me one shots episode each time, and then when you publish that you have to search someone new. I hope not. But how do you organize yourself also in this sense? Do you have like lists of notes of ideas of videos and this kind of thing?
Yeah, I have so many notes. Like, because I have like this kind of concept and you think about it. And I also just learn in my life, when you have an idea, just write it down.
Yeah.
Because you always forget.
Always. Never trust your mind.
Yeah. Especially if it's before sleeping and you're like, no, don't look at your phone, you have to sleep, just write it down. And then it goes beyond. And I don't know, when you have, like, for example, these kind of concepts and series, I just think further, like, yeah, I could do like, I don't know, maybe 10 videos about it, because it's cool. So it's also easy to have more and more ideas. But then it's more like, oh, I love this in Berlin, I want to talk about it. Or I don't know, I see something that is like inspiring and I'm like, oh yeah, why not? And I just think, why not? Like, why I would not post about it, or why I would feel bad to post about it? And I just feel, would it interest people or not? For example, my freelance journey, I just posted a bit about it, like for how I came to Berlin and now I'm a freelancer. And
I really liked that video. That was the moment where I was like, I can contact her now.
Yeah, and it took me a while to actually post these kind of videos, because I was like, it's also opening up to people and being a bit like, oh, this is my journey in Berlin. And, you know, it's kind of like inspirational TikTok videos that I actually don't really like. But I just found a way to make it more like my style. And I think people, they need to hear this kind of stuff. And if you're not too fleur bleue, it's just nice to see. And I think, yeah, there are always people like you, and maybe they want to make this move, and why not, like, just, you know, comfort them or give them a bit of a motivation. And because it's also like, looking at those kind of videos, I was like, yeah, I'll just do it, and why not, you know? And I think it's also my mentality, like, I don't want to have regrets and I just want to enjoy. So yeah, I'm just post about things that inspire me or could inspire people. And yeah, that's it. I don't really put too much effort in like statistics, or, I mean, I'm happy when a video goes like viral and everything, but I'm not like, oh shit, I need to have more views, or I do think about it, but I don't do it for this kind of things because I just think if your content is quality, then it will picked up at some point. And it's more about what is behind the content as well, like the person and the whole thing that just one video or two, you know.
Do you have a number of video or video creation you plan each week or month?
No, because I have too many ideas. No, because like, I mean, and this is, for example, at the moment, it's insane. I have so many videos I want to post. Sometimes I could like post two videos one day and I'm just like, no, don't do it for the algorithm. But I just, and it's also the thing I post about things that are timeless. Like I can post about a restaurant I did 6 months ago and it doesn't matter. So it's more how much I want to post about it. And I just try to schedule, for example, if I have a collaboration, then I'm like, I'll try to post within the next week. And then I also want to like post stuff that are more organic from me, like not invitation or everything that is business related, because I just don't want to have my Instagram to be a vitrine. And so it's more like how I organize myself to know like when I should post this thing or this thing. And it's also a way to be like, okay, you have to edit this video. So, you know, you have a rhythm in your calendar, because I mean, I just work alone with myself and at home or sometimes in cafes. But yeah, so if you don't give you like a to-do list or stuff, then you just never know where to go. And especially when you have a lot of ideas and hours of content, you're just like, what do I do? And so it's more like a to-do list of like videos I find cool and I should do and within the next 2 weeks, and that's it.
Do you have tools that you use to help yourself organize, or do you have like an agenda or
notes? I actually use Google Calendar a lot. So I'm like, I want to post these reels this day. And then my to-do list is on my notes, because I work on my phone, so I can actually work anywhere. And sometimes it's also like, if I don't have my computer, if I edit on my phone, I just have everything on my phone and I can just do it going to your place, like in the S-Bahn or, yeah, I used to, like, I'm super organized. I used to like use a lot of tools when I was working in companies, but right now I don't really need it. Just like a vision board, like where I'm going, what is the next content plan, and that's it.
Okay. You started this account, as we said, a few years ago, and now you reach how much followers?
Almost 10,000.
So at the moment we're talking, almost in March 24, 10,000 people. Do you have an idea who was the person following you? Is it women, men, international, Germans, French?
Yeah, I have access to the stats. Actually, it's like 60% women, so it's quite a good half. I'm pretty proud of this. And I mean, because usually you would think like, oh, it will be just women following food things, or, but no. And then I can see mainly like 50% in Germany. But the thing is, I don't know if they're like German or like it's like French
living based in Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Which is a bit annoying. But yeah, no, it's Germany, France, Spain, Turkey. And that's it. And the age is pretty broad, like I would say from 20 to 35, and that's it. This is, you don't see that much things on your stats, actually, on Instagram. And even if you look at tools, like I used to have tools before, and they just give you the interest, but I mean, you already know like what you post and what people, they like food, lifestyle, sports. And yeah, no, I would really like to know exactly the nationality of the people. But yeah.
I was thinking like, can you bit like do a questionnaire, but still you're not going to have everyone answering to it.
Yeah.
So it's still.
And actually people, they don't really answer these kind of things. Yeah. Like, I don't know why, because I see so many like content creators posting this kind of like pool and blah, 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 where you have to pick an answer. And every time I do it, like, I'm just like, people, they, I don't know if they're shy to answer. Like, they feel like, oh, some people are already answering, I won't answer because this is actually what I think. But yeah, I don't know why they don't really engage in this, even though like Instagram is pushing it. And so, yeah, no, I don't know.
Maybe it's going to be a habit to come. I saw that you can do it right now on past publication, right?
Yeah, but not everyone see it. Like,
I know. So it's for you.
No. I mean, like, I know from my Camo in Berlin account, I can see it. But from my personal account, I don't see these kind of polls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, or like with one other account I was using, I was like, yeah, from another brand or something. Like, they don't have a diversion, or I guess, I don't know.
Okay. No, good. You started your freelancing career a few months ago.
Career,
new path, new journey.
Yeah.
How did you take the decision to go for it? I mean, you're in Germany.
Yeah.
You're not fluent in German.
No, not at all.
But you decided to go through this and be registered in Germany also?
Yeah, I don't have the choice.
Still. I mean, yeah. You could have stayed in a full-time job and all. So
yeah.
Why did you take this decision, and how did it went?
I think it's something that was in my head like since already before I moved to Berlin. Like, it was something I almost did before moving to Berlin. I was supposed to move to Bordeaux, and I found a job in Berlin. And I had like two jobs in Berlin, and I did a lot of different things in marketing, which is actually nice because it gave me a lot of opportunities. But I think most of people know in Berlin that at some point, 2 years, no, 1 year ago, we had like a huge crisis, blah, blah, blah. So many layoffs in big companies, and I was part of it. And also thinking, I love Berlin, but do I see myself like staying here for some time? So I was just first looking for another job, having a lot of time to grow the account. And I don't know, it was never like working. There were not that many opportunities because of the crisis. So at some point I was just like, well, let's just grow this account so you have something to do and to share like with the interviewers. Yeah. And then I don't know, I think it was, yeah, in summer I was working with a friend, and she's a freelancer as well. And I was just like, but actually, I just don't see myself anymore going to an office for someone else, because this thing is taking way too much time in my life, and I'm so happy about it. Like, every day I was like going somewhere, shooting content, and then you go back home, you edit. Like, it actually takes a lot of time. Like, people don't realize it. Like, they just think, oh, that's so cool, you eat for free, but it's a lot of consuming time. And yeah.
And it's a lot of skills too. You have to take the right angle. You have to take the right video, you have to cut it at the right moment.
I think, and even being a freelancer, then you're like all parts of a company by yourself. And mm-hmm. And yeah, so I was just like, you know what, I think it's maybe the opportunity to just really grow this, because if you stop now, if you go back to a company, then you just lose it all, because you won't have the time to really develop it. And I was like, okay, let's do it. But it was tricky because I was still getting unemployment benefits, but in Germany, as soon as you get like a freelancer statue, you just lose it all. So if you make like 150 euros, then you just lose it all. So I was like, am I ready to do this? And I have like, you know, enough savings to do it, because I still have a rent to pay. And I was so small at the time still. I was like, I don't know, 3,000 or something, which is insane, thinking like I'm gonna monetize this thing and make it a business. And I just did, and here we are. And I'm like, I'm so happy. I'm so thrilled about it. Like, it's still super stressful every week. You're like, ew, what are the deals at the moment? How much I'm going to earn these months? But I'm just like, it's already incredible what happened within not even 6 months. And I know it's going to just grow. And yeah, and you can actually make whatever you want from it or out of it. So yeah, I'm so excited.
Congratulations. It's exciting to have someone who followed like your dream or just your ambition, and you trust yourself and give it a go. It's great to hear it.
Yeah, and it's super, like, it's really hard. Like, it could be so stressful. People would be like, because I was really, really in a comfortable position before, earning a lot of money, and it was super chill. Like, I was really having a nice time working in great companies, blah, blah, blah. And just, why are you going to lose it all to try to make something work out of yourself, because it's still like your face on Instagram, you're going to become this kind of influencer, blah, blah, blah. You know, you also have to fight against some comments and be like, no, it's going to work out. And now you're just so proud that you made it. And this is also the thing, like, when you're a freelancer, you're just proud of yourself, because everything that happens is because and thanks to you. So yeah, you have to be, I think, a bit brave and tough and don't. And I mean, when I created the account, I remember I told you last time already, like my fat mate, she's a really, really good friend. She was like making fun of me, like, oh, you're cute. We like posting your pictures about food, blah, blah, blah. And I told her, I remember I was like, don't worry, the day I invite you for free to restaurant, you then just be happy and be sorry. And now, yeah, I'm even get paid like to go through, to eat amazing food. So just, yeah, don't think about what people think. And just, if it makes you happy, just go for it, because no one will do it for you. So, and normally it works out.
Period. How do you manage the comments? You said you had like unpleasant comments, I guess, or messages. Is it something that affects you, or do you talk with someone about it, or you know?
I think I'm pretty, I don't know, I have some distance with it. Like, it's always annoying to have to defend yourself, being like, don't judge me, or because I mean, I would be the first one also like judging people, like, oh, you're gonna become an influencer, because I hate this word. I actually hate my friends, and when they use it, I'm just like, just
content
call me,
creator.
Yeah, please. Like, I had another fight, like just telling my friends, I was like, don't ever call me again this. But yeah, I mean, just if you take care of them, then you don't do anything. And it's everything, like in life is the same. If you care about what people think about you, then you just don't move, you don't grow. And I mean, you should care about what people you love do or say if it's relevant. But if you really feel something, and if you think that there's something to do about it, just go for it. Like, and the society is evolving and everything. Like, I mean, I don't know, maybe years ago we were thinking, oh, we should not do this or this, or this was good or bad. And 10 years later, the norms are different. And so, yeah. And I think, yeah, I never really paid. I was always a bit the exotic one when I was growing up. And I mean, I'm stable and pretty rational person, but I also have my craziness. And yeah, just don't care about what people think. Because, yeah, otherwise you just don't do anything.
That's nice. Do you have a business model right now? Because you said you were monetizing the content or the audience you had. How does it work? Or are you still finding it, maybe?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is exactly what I said. There's like no limits out of it. Like, I can be paid to make a review for a restaurant. I can be paid to, like, that I post on my account. I can be paid to create content for someone that they post on their account. And it could be, yeah, just even like a nice picture I send them that they use. What else? Also sometimes doing a bit of my background in marketing, like influencer marketing, support, marketing, support strategy and everything. What else do I do? Just even giving advice, like I'm advising people.
Oh, you do advice?
Yeah, like for social media, like I'm nice. Like you should you should post like this or this. Like, it's more, I'm like, let's do a content plan for this month, and I'm giving you like the post you're gonna post like every week, and I create the content and then I post. But yeah, I mean, I did so many things in marketing, like social media, brand image, events. I think I have a big background that is actually nice, that I can really, really use, and I love it because it's, now it's my passion, so I can do it whatever I want with it. But yeah, so for the moment, these are the main revenues, but I think I can go even bigger.
Could you share one or like two dreams you have as a freelancer in content creation? Kind of what is the life? Because I guess, as you said, you started it because you were like, this is an opportunity I should be taking right now.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not like, this is the ideal life as I dreamed of it. You know what I mean?
But I never dreamed of it. Like, yes, I never had the pretension to dream of this, you know? Like, I was like, oh, that could be nice. But like, never, never, ever I thought like it could be like real. And even right now, like, I'm just like, is it real? Like, you know, I just don't feel like I'm working. And so my days are a bit weird. I'm just like, oh, today I did nothing. And I'm like, no, actually I did stuff. But just because I don't feel it's work, I just feel bad sometimes. I'm like, you didn't do anything. And I'm like, yes, you did like 3 or 4 videos and it's okay, you know. But so what I could dream, I really don't know. I know last time we were talking about some merchandising or stuff, but still, I still don't know what I want to do about it. But yeah, or like a pop-up, that would be super nice.
Because yeah, I was asking last time that, as you were saying, you create content and then people are viewing it. Mm. And people who are paying right now are either, I guess, restaurant or brand or firm or company who wants you to create content for them. So it was like, how does the other person, like your audience, who is looking and watching what you do, but maybe they do want to support in another way. And merchandising, just to do merchandising. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's also stuff you produce.
Yeah.
But if you have a beautiful cap, a beautiful coat, a beautiful t-shirt, like, why not?
Yeah, or like the funny thing is, like, I worked in marketing for like 5 years in alcohol and in beer. And my first paid collaboration was actually for a beer like brand.
And I remember it.
I was like, oh, what if I was doing my own beer, or like, you know, a limited edition? And I mean, it would just make more, like, so much sense, like, from your marketing and company's background to like your first paid collab to like your own beer. And yeah, I don't know.
Is it something you search? Because I know there's a lot of brewery in Berlin doing it themselves.
Yeah, no, I'm really not searching it. No.
As said, I mean, it's a few months you're also talking, but yeah, because I do work also with artists, and this is kind of the thing that we talk about how do you organize your timeline?
Yeah.
Also in sense of, this is how much percent or time per week you can invest in research.
Mm.
This is how much time you should do in content creation, like as artist, I mean, like, drawing, for example. This is so much you should be doing your accounting, that's why I was asking, because then you can put ideas in boxes and then open the boxes. And
I'm not that much organized. But actually, that's smart, and I think it's also because my weeks are like moving a lot every week, like from one day to another. I can have a new events where I'm invited, and some weeks I have events every night. So I go home at like midnight and I'm like, well, I need a bit of sleep and then like make all the content. No, but I don't know. Like again, like I said before, I will never feel like legitimate to contact them like, hey, let's make a beer together.
So people, if you're listening to us, this is your moment.
I have knowledge. I have 5 years about it, like knowing how we brew beers and everything. Yeah, or like even coffee, or now I love matcha. I used to hate it. But I'm this kind of person, like when I don't like something, I'm just going to try and try and try until I like it. I do this with oysters every Christmas. Still not like it. but matcha was the same, and now so many things.
What are the downsides of your job?
Loneliness, like, which could be surprising, because I'm actually going to restaurants, meeting people, and you also feel like you're followed by that amount of person. But just working alone, like I'm working home most of the time because it's rather convenient. Now I also try to go to cafes just to have this kind of rhythm, like when you're going to an office, and just also to see people. And I think this is also why now I make a lot of voicemails to my friend, just to have a bit of like contact. And even if I have like one day I worked home and I have an event the night, it's not the same social interaction that when you exchange with people, you get challenged on your ideas and also get feedbacks, because this is super hard. Like, I never really get feedbacks from what I do. I mean, I have my own opinion on what I do, and I challenge myself. And I think I told you last time, like, sometimes I feel a bit like imposter. I don't know. I think you can
imposter.
Say it.
Yeah.
And great accent. And yeah, and like, you know, my friends are always like, oh yeah, I really like your videos, or sometimes I meet people, they're like, oh yeah, I really like your content. And I'm just like, yeah, this is what you say to people like when you meet them, and it's just nice. And but I don't have anyone be like, you should do this or this. And I love this when I was working in company, like getting challenged on like what I do and just to grow. And so yeah, I think this is what I miss. And also when you don't know that many like people doing what you do. I have one good friend. She's actually super famous in France. Slide for food, for a little like shout out. She does recipes, and so it's super nice actually that we exchange, because she has the same lifestyle as me and we have the same insecurities, because I mean she's super big now, so she doesn't have like those business money thing issues, like where you're like, what is the next month? But you're still like, am I relevant to do this? Should I do this? Or is it nice content? And yeah.
It's something that we hear a lot about, like freelancer or artists, yeah, just like meeting together and exchange ideas. Yeah. Do you think it's something that's going to happen with food bloggers or food content creator?
I mean, it's happening at the moment in the sense like I meet kind of the same people now when we go to events, because it's rather a small community. But on the other side, most of them, they still have full-time job. Like it's still a hobby. And yeah, like I said last time, I'm the one pushing to be like, you have an audience, you should like monetize this because this is value. Your content is value. And it's not because you're asking for money that it's a bad thing. It's just people, they know why they contact you. But I mean, we won't ever talk about how you create your content or, I don't know, a new concept, because for them, they just go to restaurants and they try it and that's it. They don't try to make something different out of it, I would say. And because they have another job and this is actually not what they want to do at all. So
for people listening us out there, there is, I guess, a market or interest in this brainstorming work groups in content creation, kind of, no?
Yeah, or I think I would rather have something about, and I think I could find it, like how to understand the algorithm. Not like I said, I'm not paying a lot of attention to it, but still being like, I'm trying stuff, like I post every day for 2 weeks, doesn't really change anything. Should I post like at this time or these days or these days? So just like small metrics that could make it faster, quicker for me, and maybe saving some of my time. And yeah, or like making shorter videos, I don't know.
We talked a bit the last time also about the fact that right now you are active on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you don't have an email listing or like somewhere else where you have direct contact to the person following you or who likes what you do. You can have on LinkedIn or a newsletter.
No.
Is it something you would aim for, feel like maybe in the future? Because I mean, you're talking about algorithm, and I'm as a content consumer, so this is absolutely not something I think about, you know. And yeah, I'm like, I'm following Camu because I like what she does. So
thanks.
No, but you know, and I would be like, I would be following you if you had a newsletter, because I'll be happy just to follow you. And this is why I'm asking. But you have then more control about who are the people who subscribes to the newsletter. And this is actually something that is happening also right now, which happened before, but not as much as today, where people monetize their newsletter.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really not a big fan of newsletter. I just feel like it's the one I always delete. Even the one I really like, I just actually never pay attention because I have so many. And I'm also like this kind of person thinking, if you have something to say on each calendar, it should be another level of the story. Like you cannot say the same thing everywhere or like on every platform. So I don't know. For the moment, I'm just like talking about food, sometimes about events in Berlin, which is another canal. But I don't really know what I would say next to this.
Open topic.
Hello. Today, let's talk about napkin. I was really like looking at a table.
Actually, it's true that the people I follow who are in food creation, but they don't do restaurant reviews. They're more about like creating their recipes. It's another kind of food creation content.
Yeah.
But this person that I follow, and there is Plate for Friends. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember her name. I would put it Rosie Kellett, who was actually in Berlin for a few days when we were talking right now. And she also, she went viral on Instagram because she's part of a community.
Yeah.
And she does the food over there. And it was so beautiful videos, you know, like it's the kind of community I guess everyone is kind of dreaming of, with like the small lamps and the nice, you know. And then she has also a newsletter based on it where you read other things and recipes and all. So, you know, as you said, it's different level of of caneling utilization. But that's why I was asking.
Yeah, no, but because I think for me, my content is more like advertisement. Mm-hmm. Like what is it to live, like what it is to live in Berlin?
So is this actually at the point where I wanted to come? So you're French.
Yeah.
Speaking English.
Yeah.
Does the people contact you also on this basis? Like you represent French, a part of French community, for example, or no. What we like? Not at all.
No. Actually, people, if they contact me for this, they ask me a recommendation on French food places in Berlin. And I always answer, well, the thing is, I know where is good French food and it's going back to France. Like it would sound stupid for me to go to a French restaurant in Berlin.
I understand,
you know?
What you mean, yeah. But you're the specialist at the same time, no?
Yeah, true. But yeah, I don't know. And I'm also like, if I go out, it's not, I mean, I would love to. No, French food, then I will just cook it or, you know, have a big dinner with my friends or just like a cheese board or something, because then it also takes a lot of time. But I don't know. If I go out, then it's more to eat something different. But then they also ask like recommendation for Paris, as I come from Paris. So this is actually why I started this kind of new Paris guides. And yeah, no, that's it. I also do the croissant thing now, because I think this is cool. Like this is the easy thing, like easy point, because French food could be really expensive as well. So I'm just like, why would I review all the expensive French restaurants in Berlin, where maybe just a third of the people that follow me would go? I don't know. Maybe it's something I could try, but yeah, I don't know.
So open.
Yeah, I'm open, but I'm also like, I'm not an expert in French food. Like, it's not because I'm French that, I mean, I'm not an expert in any type of cuisine, but...
No, because I mean, from an outside point, it's like, oh, this person has like about 10,000 person following her. Mm. I really like how she makes her creation. And my question is like, how do they decide to go with you? Because you said I'm kind of the normal person, kind of, or I represent a larger diversity as just the very gastronomy or only kebab. And also I was asking why people contact you, for example.
You mean the followers or the...
Both.
I think the followers, they follow me for my personality. And I'm laughing because when I meet people in real life, they're like, oh, you're actually like the same in reality. Like you're super authentic and like smiley. And so I think this is what people like in the videos, like the vibes. And then the brands, I mean, coming from a marketing point, I would say the stats, like people following me and the content. I know, yeah, people really like actually my content. And then I don't know. Maybe we can ask them. I actually never ask them. Or if I have like really cool places contacting me, I'm just like, how did you find me? Because I'm like so small. And they're just like, oh, you were commenting, or yeah, we just saw your content, or you really, really like your videos, or yeah.
No, Cammy, wonderful. Thank you so much. For what reason could people contact you? People who listen to this episode to the end and who are thinking, oh, she's really like a sympathetic, nice person. Or what, do you need something? Are you looking forward to something where people could help or support?
I don't know. I would say business, like just growing this thing and in any way possible, either on the account, but also just supporting brands or places, because I mean, I just love to do it. And yeah, just always curious or open to ideas, suggestions. And I'm going to have like the 10,000 soon. So I have to think about something.
You're going
to
do an event?
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, I don't know. But yeah, I need to celebrate a bit. So I have to think about what I could do. And yeah, no, I don't know. I'm just always open to any relevant or cool ideas.
Because just as you're saying celebrating, I know this is something also people could have not, it could be a bit less easier when you're alone. to celebrate? Do you celebrate milestones or those kind of things?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's important.
I say that, but you went to eat caviar last year in KDV and you said, I am celebrating the end of the year. So I guess you are.
Yeah. I'm always like, I love my birthday, not because it's my birthday, just because I just gather all my friends on the same day and we're going to make something super cool, blah, blah, blah. So no, and I also like saying, if you work alone, like you have to celebrate your own milestones. Otherwise, it's super boring and you don't ever feel like you're achieving things. And I mean, I'm going to celebrate, but rather to offer something to the community, like a super cool dinner, like, you know, some kind of giveaways, because I know people, they love it. And yeah, I mean, it's just a way to marquer le coup.
Celebrate the milestone, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Perfect. We pick it.
My God.
Is there something you want to add? A question that I should have asked you, or you would like to make a point about something?
No, I don't know.
Did you enjoy doing this in English?
Yeah,
it was actually exciting.
I cannot wait to hear the comments, because yeah. I have so many comments in my videos like, oh, your accent is so cute, and this is something I was pretty proud of, because all my life I spoke really good English without a huge accent, and I had even British people asking me where I was from, like, for a long time. I was like, yes. And now I hear more and more like, oh, so cute, your French accent. I was like, okay, is it because I just work alone now and I'm not surrounded by English anymore that I just got the French accent back?
It's possible, actually. Like,
no.
It does. It will make sense, because I think you kind of mimic the people you are with. And if you're alone,
I don't
mean
anyone.
Okay. Yeah, people, just let us know if it was...
a nice accent.
It was, if it
British
was
or French.
British or French, and if it fulfilled what you were hoping for. Yeah. I'm excited to know this too.
Yeah, and if you have more questions, if you want to discover more people and on the podcast, so you can invite more people.
Exactly. So thank you very much. We are going to switch right now on the French.
Wow.
French speaking episode.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be a tough one. So people, if you're listening to us and you do speak French, or you're trying to learn French or whatever, just skip to the other one, because we're not going to do
a remake.
Thank you. A remake of this conversation, because we're going to talk about other topics to make sure that people who are listening to one can listen to the other one.
I'm going to translate for those who don't understand.
And for those, it's a good, you will have, this is like, I have the feeling this is kind of the Berlin party. Like, if you weren't there, you don't know what happened.
Yeah.
No pictures, no videos. You don't
it's
know.
The sticker.
Just the sticker. So, perfect. Thank you so much, Camille.
You're welcome.
For people listening to us in April, we're going to have this French-German speaking event.
Oh, yeah,
so
true.
We try as much as possible to speak both languages. But if you don't feel comfortable and want to speak English and still you want to try, please feel welcome.
I just find a German friend. This is what I always do in Berlin.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, what did they say?
Do it that way. It's April 9th and you'll find every information in the description.
See you there.
See you there. Thank you, Camille.
Thanks.
Congratulations, you made it to the end of the conversation. Thank you so much for your attention. You will find the whole show notes on the website of the podcast under www.berlindetoi.com, and you can find us on Instagram at berlindetoi altogether. Thank you so much, see you soon, and have fun. Bye!